wow. He said, he panicked. He said, Lord, what are we going to do now? And notice what Elisha said, there be more with us than be with them. All right? Well, the servant kind of didn't know what to do with that. But notice what Elijah did. He prayed. He said, Lord, open his eyes. Let me pray for you right now. Lord, open their eyes in Jesus' name. All right. That's all he did, and it came. All right. Look what it says here. This is Luke chapter 4. Look what it said in verse 5. And the devil taking them up to a high mountain, he showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, all this power will I give you and the what of them? Glory of them. For that is delivered unto me and to whomsoever I will give it. If you will therefore will worship me, all shall be thine. Now you got to watch that. Because the devil's temptation, what is he trying to do? He's trying to get people to worship him. Okay. He's trying to say, I'm going to give you a position if you do it my way. But now whatever you compromise to get up the mountain is going to rule you at the top of the mountain. So you've got to make sure that you don't compromise. You don't have a reason to compromise. I'm going to show you that in just a minute. But notice he showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. He showed him the wealth. Where did Satan get the wealth from? He accumulated it from people in the earth. He showed Jesus all that wealth. Now, how could Jesus see it? He discerned it because he was operating in it. Satan knew that. Got it? So I'm just saying it was phenomenal wealth that Satan has collected. And if you don't have much discernment, you can't get out of these places. So I had to have discernment to start the Joseph Business School. I had to have discernment to buy the mall. I had to have discernment. And just, I'd seen that mall many times. But I just came out of this one building after Sunday service, and God said to me, buy that mall. Now, I'd seen that mall before. I thought I was hearing things, so I didn't pay attention to it. So I came out the next Sunday, he said, buy that mall. I said, man. So I told this one of brother in charge, I said, go over there at that mall and look at it and see if that's something that we should buy. Now, we'd never had anything anywhere close to that size. Not even close. He went over there and came back and said, yeah, Pastor, we can fix up that little place over on the east end down there. I said, no, God said the whole mall. Whole mall, man, the whole mall, man. Okay, you just almost put him in conniption. And then I asked Brother Crosby, I said, Brother Crosby, find out who's the realtor. And so he contacted this guy, Rick Page. And Rick said, teachers unions own it. I said, oh, okay. So I asked them if they want to sell it. Now, it was not for sale. And they said, yeah, we want to sell it. Now, understand, how did that come by that? Not for sale sign, discernment. I'm just telling you right now, your resources are all around you. The opportunity for you to make $1 million in a month is around you right now. It's around there. I'm telling you that. He can't bring it so much into the natural, because if he does, the enemy will interrupt it. I'm telling you. Even if he brings it into the natural, he can't keep it there. I mean, he you got to move in quick. Yeah. Are you all with me?
Amen.
All right, last place. So whatever is revealed to you will be restored to you. Okay? Now, God is trying to restore everything Adam lost. That's what Joel is all about. I'll restore to you the gears that the cankerworm has eaten. All right, let's go to Psalm chapter 102, please. Psalm 102. How you doing? Doing all right?
Yeah.
Psalm 102. Now, are you enjoying me teaching like this? I mean, I'm just... Okay. Mm-hmm. And remember, we need teaching.
Yeah.
Preaching is good. It brings inspiration, but teaching gives understanding. So we can do what God's called you to do. All right, let's look at this now, this last part. Let's see what time it is at home. Okay, well, okay. Okay. I was coming out here, I said, boy, this is mighty far from the house. Amen. This is wonderful. Praise the Lord. Amen. I bid you greetings from Chicago, where God lives. Nah, just kidding. He's out here too. Praise the Lord. Okay. Look what it says in Psalm 102. All right. In Psalm 102, he says here, in verse 13, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, Zion symbolizing the church. For the time to favor her, church, yea, the set time, a divinely pre-programmed time has now come. Verse 16, when the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his holy, in his glory. Now, what does he mean by that? Build up Zion. So what is he sending you to do? Prepare the way to build up Zion. To get us, get everything ready for his second coming. John the Baptist, as you know, got things ready for his first coming. What happened is John the Baptist lost his head because another head was coming in, Jesus. And so now here, we're in here. God has got us getting this thing ready. And now here comes, Jesus is coming. As soon as we make his enemies our footstool, okay? All right, so we're here as the church, and God has empowered us with so much power. One thing is the anointing. Satan fears the anointing more than anything. Never forget that. Satan fears the anointing more than anything. He will do all kinds of stuff, get you hooked up with wrong folks, all kinds of stuff. You know, those ungodly relationships to try to get that anointing out of your life, okay? All right, so now there's a set time. So now with that set time, what we said is the Bible is thematic. And thematic means that there's a divine flow of God, that what's true in one place is true in another. He tells you how he thinks and so forth. So as we look at this, that Jesus came and he preached in the synagogue. Let's go to Luke chapter 4, please. Now, bear with me now. It's 12 o'clock where I came from, so don't look like you're getting tired. I'm going to be done here. I will be done within 10 minutes. I will be done. You'll be out. Okay? But bear with me. Don't make me get tired by looking at you. Okay? Man. Listen, I know that you probably went to work today and all of that, but let me tell you something. Let me tell you some good news. What you're sowing right now is a sacrifice seed. And that is the biggest harvest that you can get right there. And it's instant. All right, look what it says here in verse 16. And he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue and on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he opened the book, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, preach deliverance to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Watch this. And he closed the book. Now underline that. And he closed the book. And gave it again to the minister and sat down. The eyes of all them of the synagogue was fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. You with me?
Yes.
All right. Now, the Bible says over in Hosea, in chapter 12, verse 13, he says, by a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. And by a prophet, Israel, or he, was preserved. By a prophet. All right. Stay with me. This scripture was read by Jesus, him saying he was the anointed one. Now understand, Jesus was the Son of God. But I got some news for you. Over in John, come on over there. John chapter 5. All right. That brother was discerning some stuff, boy, I'll tell you. That was discernment working. Over in John chapter 5. See, if you know you can discern things. See, you, the Bible says that he who is spiritual judges all things. That's why it says that. That's why you can know what people are thinking. You can know. See, you were designed to know your future. Sure you are. The future for you is not out. It's up. It's already written. And Revelation sees through to the eternal. And you can actually see the future for your life. Okay. All right, look what it says here in verse 26. For as the Father has life in himself, so is he given to the Son to have life in himself. John 5:27. And hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the who? Son of who? Why didn't he say Son of God? Why didn't he say Son of God? Okay? No. He didn't say Son of God because he didn't come operating as God. He came operating as a man. And proof to that is that when he came up out of the river, when John the Baptist baptized him, he was then, the Spirit of God descended upon him like a dove. That's when the miracle started. But until that time, you see no miracles back here. Why? He had to be anointed. Well, if he was functioning as God, he wouldn't need no anointing. The only reason he needed anointing is because he's just like you. So he said, the things that I did shall you do also. What did he do? Walk on water. What did he do? Feed 5,000, two fish and five loaves. What did he do? Raise a man that had been dead 4 days and stinking. What did he do? Cast out devils. What did he do? Call even the maimed to be made whole. People who had their arm cut off in war or whatever, he got a new arm back. I'm saying you can do that. You can do that. I said, you can do that. Amen. And before Jesus comes, you're going to do it. Amen. All right, so what am I saying? I'm saying now, this is a set time. Jesus read that. Now, he didn't read the last part of it. And let's just see what the last part of it is. I'm almost done now. If y'all can just hang on. Oh, just hang on just one minute. Mm-hmm. Look what he said in verse 2. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of what? Vengeance of our God to comfort all that mourn. This is so powerful. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit, there's a spirit that causes heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified, and they shall build the old waste, and they shall raise up former desolations, they shall repair waste cities, desolations, many generations, strangers shall stand and feed your flock, verse 7, for your shame you shall have double, verse 8, and I the Lord love judgment. That's supposed to be justice. Put justice in your Bible. And I hate robbery for burnt offering. I will direct their work in truth. I will make an everlasting covenant with them. And their seed shall be known among the Gentiles and their offspring among the people. All shall see them, shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed that the Lord has blessed. All right. So, what is about to happen to you? What is about to happen to you? This is your day. Amen.
All right. What Jesus did not read is anything about vengeance, because that was not a part of his ministry. However, when he left and the Holy Ghost came, the ministry of Christ then was duly and completely handed over to the person of the Holy Ghost. And the number one job of the Holy Spirit is to execute vengeance upon all the enemies of God's people. And nothing shall escape him. You no longer have to get even with anybody. Amen. Last scripture. Turn to Hebrews and chapter 10. You have been born into a good time. Amen. Say amen to this.
Amen.
The Bible said in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 8, better is the end of a thing than the beginning. The Bible said in Hebrews 11, 40, he has reserved better things for us.
Amen.
Better revelation and better manifestation.
Yes.
Isn't there something? Look what he said in verse 30. For we know him that has said, vengeance belongeth unto who? Me. And I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. Now, if you don't know what vengeance is, don't know what recompense is, you're still in the dark. So I'll help you. Vengeance has nothing to do with hatred, has nothing to do with emotional retaliation or resentment. Vengeance is a necessity of punishing offenders, and it proceeds out of a love of justice. Vengeance. What is recompense? Recompense is to compensate, to repay. It means to return of equivalent anything that had been taken or suffered or done. It means to make amends. It means to pay damages. He said, vengeance is whose? Mine. And I will what? Recompense. So, you don't need to get mad at anybody, because you have now just become the apple of God's eye. And anybody touching you is going to have to deal with God. Now, are you with me now? Now, remember, you need the prophetic word on it, and you're getting it right here, right now. Believe the prophet, and you'll prosper.
Yes.
This is a new day in your life. As a matter of fact, your season of frustration is over. And a new season of success and prosperity has now begun. That everything God has prepared for you is now going to be restored to you. And whatever God has planned for your life will come to fruition. That whatever Satan has stepped in there and trying to hold back, he's now going to have to give it up. It is going to be time to torment the tormentors. So whatever has been tampering with your destiny in God, whatever's been afflicting you, humiliating you, whatever's been against your peace, your prosperity, whatever's been against your career, your business, whatever's been against your ministry, whatever's been against your children, God is going to command vengeance. This is your time. Say amen to that. Whatever will not let you go, God is going to deal with it. You got it? Now, vengeance is something that is vital to the kingdom manifestation. That we need vengeance, because many times, because people haven't had vengeance, they've been victims. And that this vengeance has to be preached, and understanding vengeance brings a significant change in your attitude and your behavior.
All right, let me just give you just case in point. You ready? Moses, in Egypt, raised by Pharaoh's daughter. One day, as he became of age, some 40 years old or so, he saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew. What did he do? Look around, didn't see anybody looking, grabbed the Egyptian, killed him. What happened? That it got back to Pharaoh. Now, no Egyptian knew it. So the only one could have told Pharaoh was a house Hebrew. Don't make me preach this right here. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And so, all right. So now what happened? Moses fled. Where'd he go? Backside the mountain. 80 years old, God started speaking to him. He saw a bush that was burning, but it was not consumed. Came up, God began to deal with him. God said, I want you to go back down there and tell old Pharaoh to let my people go. Now, they changed Pharaohs by that time, but the fact of the thing, the warrant was still out for his, dead or alive. But notice what he's about to do. He's about to send him back to Egypt. Not with an army or a battery of lawyers. Come on, I'm talking about you now. When you understand vengeance, it'll change your approach to your problems. God is the judge. Go in Hebrews, you'll see it. Psalm 75, you'll see it. He's the judge. He's letting you know that one of the things that is prevailing in the earth is injustice. And it is because Satan has had control of the earth. And he is an unjust judge. Glory to God, I'm preaching now. That's found in Luke chapter 18. So notice what happened. Go send him back down there. Moses said, wait a minute. Moses, first thing he said, I can't talk. No, wait a minute. Here, verse 22. And Moses was learned in all wisdom of the who? Egyptians. And was mighty in what? Words and what? And deeds. I had to look that up. He was an orator. He knew how to speak. But you saw what he told God? I can't talk. He was an orator. But that's what fear will do to a person. But God said, take your hand and put it in your bosom. Took him, put it in his coat and said, pull it out. Pull it out. It was leprous. He said, put it back in there. Put it back in there. Pull it out again. It was clean. He said, take a stick. Take that stick, throw it down. Threw it down, turned into a serpent. He jumped back. He said, now pick it up by the tail. Now you know you don't pick a snake up by the tail. Pick it up by the tail. Now what is he doing? He is
taking, he is putting his ability of vengeance in Moses and relieving Moses of this idea. Lord have mercy. Well, he's taking the fear out of him, but he's the understanding vengeance significantly changes. You know, he knows that if God can do this, see, he knew what Pharaoh would do. Pharaoh was used to magicians entertaining him by turning sticks into snakes. He was used to that. He was used to all kinds of stuff. Folks, they got some folks in Africa, and they can turn some stuff, a dog, into something else. Because Satan knows some of the laws up in the spirit. Those are nothing but laws. And so, in this, he demonstrated, so now he's taking the fear out of Moses about confronting Pharaoh. Because Pharaoh, the last thing, Pharaoh's going to kill him. But now he's got to go back and face a man who's going to kill him and is the most powerful, the most powerful man in the earth. He's got to have more confidence in his God than Pharaoh to kill him. So now he goes down there and God says, listen, I want you to bring him out, but Pharaoh is not going to want to let him go. Now tell Pharaoh this, that if he doesn't let my son go, this is the Exodus chapter 3, then I'm going to kill his son. Now God said that. Now God is the God of love. Say he's the God of love. But over in Acts chapter 13, come on over there. Acts chapter 13. I told you I'm going to help you tonight. I'm going to bump you one time. We're going to be bumped. Verse 6 of Acts chapter 13. And when they had gone through the Isle of Patmos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew, whose name was Bar-Jesus, which was with a deputy. Deputy means a governor of the country. Sergius Paulus, a prudent man. Prudent means intelligent and sensible. Who called for Barnabas and Saul and desired to hear the word of God. But Elymas, a sorcerer, for so it is his name by interpretation, withstood them. He blocked the way to the kingdom, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. Then Saul, who is also named Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him. Now, he got down the line, filled with the Holy Ghost, and said, O, full of all subtlety and all mischief, you child of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness, will you not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? And now behold, the hand of the Lord is upon you, and you shall be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. And immediately it fell on him a mist and a darkness, and he went about seeking somebody to lead him by the hand. Now you tell me, over in the ministry of Jesus Christ, Jesus would have ignored Elymas, but not the Holy Ghost. Peter didn't do that, or Paul didn't do that. I just read it for you. Fill with the Holy Ghost. Folks, when you get filled with it, I've been in a situation where we were doing the mall. We were closing on the mall. I went down to the lawyer's office. They had a battery of lawyers on that side because all environmental, all those things had to be done, the retail shops and so forth. And we had a battery of lawyers. And I'm telling you, I was filled with the Holy Ghost. I was sitting there and I was so drunk, you couldn't even ask me my name. I wanted to laugh, but I didn't want to laugh in front of those people. And I'm sitting there and they asked me a question. Reverend, let's see, now did you want this ta 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 ta? And I said, do I want that? And he said, say yes, yes. I mean, when I got done, our lawyer, the one to close, had to help me to find my car. I was filled with the Holy Ghost. Think about it. Drunk. A drunk man don't care about nothing.
How y'all doing? Y'all all right? He doesn't care about that. He's not self-conscious. Filled with the Holy Ghost. Now notice what happened. There was a boldness in his life that normally is not in his life. And that same boldness was in Elijah when he was facing the prophets of Baal. And he said, if you, your God be God, tell him to light this sacrifice, this altar. And they dance around there all night trying to get God to send fire. And Elijah got after him. He said, he must be on vacation. And notice, he said, step back at the evening. He called, thou art God. And God sent fire down on there, burned up everything. And then he took them down to the river and slaughtered them all. Wow. These are the prophets of Baal, false prophets. Now, what did he do after that? Chapter 19, he heard, Jezebel gonna get you. What did he do? He got scared, terrorized, and went and hid in a cave. Then he asked the Lord, Lord, take my life. He didn't need to ask the Lord that. Just go get Jezebel see it. You got what I'm saying? Now, hold it. I call that post-prophetic syndrome. Now, and what that is once you have spoken a prophetic word under the anointing, you come back that night and said, oh, Lord, what did I say? Don't even deal with it. You was under the anointing. And now you're having some kind of post-prophetic syndrome. Say amen to that. I'm saying God is about to use you now. Come on now. I'm saying this is the way your money gonna come in. Because if you ever speak anything under the anointing, God will bring it to pass. Lord have mercy. What happened? He brought him out, but he said something. They're not coming out empty. Redemption is not complete until you get divine provision. What happened? I know I'm giving you a lot tonight, but I'm here to tell you right now, you got some stuff coming. Because God has kept account of every time you've been humiliated, every time you've been mistreated, every time you've been embezzled, cheated, robbed, every time you've been abused, he has kept count of it. And Satan is gonna have to pay. Now, wait a minute, don't look at the people, because it's just like somebody shooting somebody with a gun. You don't take the gun to court. It was just the instrument. You take the one who had the gun. People are just instruments. Satan is behind the people. We're taking him to court. Y'all get something out of that tonight?